Shus Avi Mori. Milda Sugya Kosha by Simon Shinya Zain Sindalit. We have a Mishnah Naf Kuf Yud Gimel Amun Aleph that brings down the case of the person of Kosha Dli to a Pivsikya, the case of this wide belt over here. That's Mutter, but not the case of a Hevel. Mashayin Kendi, if Yehuda disagrees, the Gemara explains what exactly is the Machlaikis. He said, by the case of a Hevel Gardi, a weaver's rope that's very expensive, the question, you make a Gezerah or not? The Chomet says you make a Gezerah and you ask it out to all Chavalim. Mashayin Yehuda said, no, a Hevel the Gardi is Mutter, the regular Hevel is also. The Gemara is Mamshik, being down a case of a rope that you attach to a case of a Poro and an Ephos to the cow over here, and it's trough, and you want to attach it to both sides. So loch is that a person can do it by a case of a chevel gardi. However, in a regular chevel, it might sit also. So come on, places as a problem over here. Why let attach a chevel gardi by the case of a power of a avos, yet the chumas seem to say chevel gardi goes to the case of a chevel? Says places to Turotzim. How do Rav say that by case of a power of avos? Once that Tosfos, the Rav says, you pass like a Yehuda. Echnami, we're not going to chevel gardi or to chevel. A second teretz is that a poor of avos is something that's not shchiach to be a case of keshel shalchayomo. So if it's not shchiach, therefore we're not going to be a chevel gardi or to a case of a chevel when a chevel itself is something that's not shchiach. It does come out clearly. However, a case of a chevel by the poor of avos, even though it's not shchiach to be keshel shalchayomo, still the mice are going to answer it. Why? It might be a case left over lo'ilom. Very important, you studied, we see over here from the Gemara, that something might be left over lo'ilom, a gam is not yidas, and is not shchiach, still came along, say of Yehuda, say the chom lemais, going to ask it over here. With this, I think we understand a question, or there's a shail over here, that we, over here, l'alocha is brought down in the simon last mishabruah, and the first b'alocha in the simon over here in Sef Aleph, that a kesha that you do for one day, you plan to for one day, but you might change your leave for the oilom. Being on the Mishruah, the Reyim Shito, the Maisa, we have an issa to make the Kesha even right now. That means, let's say you're the type of person that might leave his tie, the oilom. To make his tie today, the Maisa will be exerted, there'll be an issa over here. Now, the question is, when we discussed at the beginning, when you learned Simon Shinya Zayin Sif Aleph, where was the Makar coming from? We pointed out, the Gemara said that three levels negate the Kesha. There's a Kesha de Raiso, a Kesha de Rabon, and a Kesha that's Motor. What do we have? How do we explain that? We said that three mahalchim among the Rishonim. We had the Rashi and the Rosh that says everything depends upon Zman. If it's La'ilam, the Raisa. If it's the case of the Zman, the case of the Abodon, it's Liyam be Mutter. Who went like that? We point out 23 Rishonim went like Rashi and the Rosh. We have the second Malach, the Rif, and the Rambam. They come along and say depends upon the visit Keshur, Shalchayama, and the Uman. Both the Raisa, one of the other Abodon. Missing both the Maisets Motor. 15 Rishonim went this way. So we came along the Ramah, and he's Choshes Sai for the Rashi Shito, being down Yesh Oimim, and Sai brings down the Chenoigim, the Ramah Shito. So we have 38 Rishonim going like in the Sugyo. Then we point out there's a Noch Malach, the Reim Shito. The Reim says, that's if any Keshel Lizman is Motor, but a Keshel Lizman that you might change your mind to leave the Oilam, they were coming to Aser. That Reim is a Pshan of the Sugyo that's brought down by the Mishnah by us at the end of the Simen. By the Bialoch and Sif Aleph, why in the world are we in Chosh of the Reim Shita against 38 Rishonim over here? True, the Reim brought down by the Mordechai Kolboy Urchas Chaim. But the 38 Rishonim over here, the Chabar Amot did not bring down the Reim. Why are we in Chosh for it for? There will be Gleis of something left over La'ilim over here. The Chuyu, looking at the Graz, he points out, the Gezerah itself, everyone agrees, the Chura. How do you know that from? Our case is Sif Dalid, a case of a Chevel. By power of Avos, the derech not leave oilam, but you might leave oilam. We have a gzeir over here. That means is that pshanas sugya of the raisa upon the mutter machlik shushainim. But the gzeir in of itself, every lechura agrees to. Any keshi, you might leave oilam. Agam the Reim says that pshanas sugya by the three levels. But with even after Reim, la locha lechura, we do agree to it. That's very good. Why it's at the end of the simon over here by the Magar Ram, by the Mishnah Berurah. It's not to get pshanas sugya and sif aleph. Stop the gzeir in and of itself. They might leave something oilam. We have a gzeir over here. You might leave something oilam. You cannot make it even for a case of even one day. A gam is not even shchiach. Still, we have a gzeir. Sai of Yehuda, sai of Chachamim. Now, the gate over here in Sif Dalet, we have a case of Chevel the Gardi and the Chevel. By Chevel, everyone agrees. Also, Chevel the Gardi, we have Machlokes, Sif Yehuda, and the Chachamim. How do we paskin? It really depends which teretz of Taitz to go with. First teretz, second teretz. the way how the Torah he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, like the first Tarsus of Taisus, and therefore it says a chevel legardi, expensive weaver's rope, won't be geyser. Asarasheni, the Rambam, the Ben Yeruchim, the Rav Mishnayis, they paskin like chachamim, like usually, and therefore like the second Tarsus of Taisus, it will give geyser all chevel legardis, or to a case of a regular chevel. Balocha be paskin, so the Balocha brings down that true that Eli Rabba paskins like the Torah, that will get like Rabbi Yehuda. The chevel legardi, you're not going to be geyser. However, he himself points out the steamers in the mechaber not to mechalk any chevel. Come along, ma'aser to aser over here, and therefore he goes like the Magen Avraham to Yisrael Shabbos that all chevels are coming to aser. Mamshich the halacha in the mechaber. Mechaber is on the Rashba. The Rashba says this idea of attaching a rope to a bucket to a well is dafka when their buckets and their buckets were something left big fias. How our buckets, the words of the Rajbah is Ein Osel La'amid Shom Zman Murba, is not made to be left over for a long time. Therefore, attaching it L'maisa is mutter. The Ritva, the Ran, the Magen Mishnah, the Yosef also Yisoid brought on the Mechaber that any delay that can be tied by a situation that's not the Zman Murba is going to be mutter. Now the question over here is what defines it Zman Murba? Zman Murba is something less than Zman Merubah's mutter. So one day is not Zman Merubah. 2 days, I think it's not Zman Merubah also. 3 days, it's Zman Merubah. 4 days, it's Zman Merubah. 5 days, it's Zman Merubah. No, right? 4 or 5 days, not Zman Merubah. And it's mutter. Charles, why is it mutter for? More than one day, a kesher is made more than one day, it's the rabbanon. Why is it mutter? So it says the Machzor Shekel, saying, shout over why it's mutter. It's a Rambam Shito. The Rambam holds you need a case of a Uman. And Uma together with the idea of Eilam is Osir, but one without others only Rabbanon. But a Zman of a Kesher that's not Shal Uman is going to be Motor. So his man, you can leave it for a month, might say it's Motor. If that's true, that's the Pshat over here. So not only is Rambam and his Rishonim, it's Rashba then. It's a Ritva. It's Iran. It's Muki Yosef, the Magen Mishnah. They point out, not only do some of these Rishonim do not explain like the Rambam, the Mefush, not the way, the Ritva, the Muki Yosef writes, Pshat L'Sugiyos Rashi. They're right, Pshat L'Sugiyos Rashi, the only three levels over here of Lizman, either La'ilam or Lizman Uliyayim. And yet they come along saying, suddenly it's not Zman Merubo, Loch is going to be mutter by a case of Atlishalanu. Why is that so? Says the Bialocha, that's what's bothering the Bialocha over here. Yes, Yod Godol to be Mekel up to 7 days. Where is he getting it from? From this Rajbah, from this Ritva, that they're saying something that's not Zman Merubah, the Maisa's Motor. How can you say something that's not Zman Merubah, the Maisa's Motor? Who's Shita going in? You are Rashi Shito. You are. So they're saying Zman Merubah means 6 days, not Zman Merubah. 7, 8, 9, that could be Zman Merubah. This is the Makor, this Sorid Godel, the Klor Raya, that the Mokma Tzarek have right to be Sarimicha on any cash that's made less than 7 days, the Maisa's Motor. And this is Allah over here.
But originally he said only less than 1 day.
It had 2 sheetahs in Sif Aleph. Is it 1 day or 7 days? And we said then we'll get to the Belocha and Sif Dal. It points out from over here this Aloch is the Sod Gadol. The Aloch is Mokhmat Tzark with 7 Chantan 7 days. Could we have?
No,
2 days is Mam Ruba.
Like
I'll get back to the. I tell you the words Zman Merubah, you tell me that's 2 days?
Just like over there we say it's called a stickle.
No, it might be. It's a Zman. It's something called Yoim Zman. It's a Zman, says the Taz. 100% is a Zman. But Zman Merubah? Yella Das Zman Merubah is 2 days? Mikesh Kriyom could be 8 days and Zman Merubah. That's his right. 3, 4, 5. I think it's maybe 7. Even that could argue the point.
Why can you say, so what's the Taz going to answer?
Great question. That's Mishmur's cash against him. If I answer back, then Mishmur won't have a raya. Right? He says, Sol Godel. This is a shtak raya. Sifrei is a sugya of Anivo. The Gemara comes out, we have a brisa, and the Gemara explains the Rav Machlokes, Rav Yehuda versus Chachamim, what the loch of Aniva is. The Chachamim holds Aniva and Nakmi Machle for the kesher, therefore Aniva is mutter. Masha Enkein, Rav Yehuda says Aniva itself is a kesher. Therefore, whatever the Chachamim negate the kesher is, the same loch negate Aniva. Nivel oil be deraisa, nivel is man be derabonon, nivel for 1 day be mutter. How do we pass like chum or Rabbi Yehuda? So it's very clear among all the Rishonim, the Rambam, Tosfos, Mag, and others, we pass like the chum over here that a nivel will not be machla for the kesher, a nivel lav kesher. Therefore, losh of the mechaber is very clear. A nivel mutter to lav kesher. A nivel is mutter is not a kesher. Now the question is, what exactly is aniva? Smag Mishnah says very simple. Loch kintanikamo, ma'is aniva yidua. Everyone knows aniva is, so leave it as is. Everyone knows aniva is. But just in case those who do not know what aniva is, let's try to explain what the definition of a aniva is. So first we have the beginning of the parak in Kufiyud Alpha and Beis. Over there, brought down, the Rameyah says, opening up a kesher with one hand ain't chayav alav. Again, we know pasun says be aloch like a mayor, and even if those who want to say we do pasun like a mayor, it's still a strabonim. So that's misconception. Opening up with one hand is not true. We don't pasun like that anyway. But the Gemara goes on further and says, even in Rameyah that holds opening up with one hand ain't chayav alav, what's aloch in the geita nivo? Says the Gemara, do we say the maisa it's mutter? Why can't you can open up with one hand like a nivo? Or say, no, even Meir agrees it's Osir. Why? Because Maisa is very tight over here. So we have two yesodes very clear in the Gemara, what an aniva is. Number one, we see it can open up with one hand. Right, pull the handle, it comes out one hand. Very simple. And number two, we see it can be very, very tight. It has to be very tight. Aniva is very tight. The Gemara said, well, maybe Meir asks it. That means they point out, you go to the docks by the boats, they have these ropes and these pulley systems, all built on slip knots. They can lift tons. It's very tight, it's very strong. Aniva can be massively, really tight. That's not a problem. It's tight with the one hand. So we have two yesodes in the Gemara. Step further. Still, how do we define it? So the Rebbeinu Chananel in Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel, he calls it a chetzi kesher. A chetzi kesher. I mean, it's half a knot. The words of the Book of Yosef in the Sugyo, it comes along and says, it's something that you near chutz reisha chevel. You don't put it in fully. Let's take a slip knot. Usually when you make a kesher, you go all the way through. That's a kesher. When you do a slip knot, what are you doing? Chetzi kesher. You're going in halfway. That's what it is. It's halfway, not fully. So it's called a chetzi kesher. Now, to do a melacha Shabbos is kesher. Do chetzi melacha is mutter. Right, boser b'chol is osir. Boser is mutter. It's not called chetzi shir. It's not fully doing it. It's chetzi kesher. That's why aniva lav kesher. If you want to disagree, it's chetzi kesher. Where's the Rebbeinu Chananel? You didn't do it yet. You have to do the melacha first. His words are chetzi kesher. Chetzi kesher. That's what it is. It's halfway going through. That's what's looked like, right?
That's what he's asking.
Chaz Zeruvi, we say by chetzi shir. This is not, again, we point out by Boster Bacholov, it's the right so. See, Boster, it's chetzi shir. Right? So there's a concept. You have to first do the melacha, then you have the shear. Chaz Zeruvi is the shear shavoy. That means you have Boster Bacholov, the shear is kizayis, chetzi is a part of that. But you don't have it, only Bossy didn't do the Isser. I have to first do Kesher, after I have two Aesias, then one Shias, one Ace. If I don't write Aesias, you know, there's a certain in the most of the Melacha. Look at that side over here. Now, come on the Beis Yosef, and it brings down the Bein Tam and the Rats, the Bein Tzemach over here. What exactly to define Aniva? Now, the way how, if you look at the pictures, how they bring it down the Torah Samlachas, or Yodas HaMishnah, and you read the Beis Yosef slowly, seem to be saying that what Bein Tam is calling this first case over there is a case of a slip knot. And the second case is a case with the shoe, you do a kesher and the bow on top. That's basically what you're saying. I mean, the slip knot is in Rabbi Tam's case, that's very simple. And the case of the next case where he wants to disagree is a case where you do a kesher on a shoe, and then you make a bow, and you're talking one to another, and you're talking around. That's the case of a bow. Those are two cases. Now, the definition, what seems to be, the way the Beis Yosef is explaining it, what still defines a kesher, what defines that aniva? What seems to be what the Beis Yosef is saying to explain, in essence, whenever you make a slip knot, how do you undo it? The two handles, and you pull the handle. He says if you pull the other side, you pull the back, what will happen? Well, make it a kesher. I keep going, making the kesher. So what are you pulling by a aniva to get it undone? The handles. By a shoe, what are you pulling to get undone? The handles. If you pull the bow, what will happen? It will get a knot. By a kesher, what happens when you pull the handle? Make a kesher, you choke yourself, right? You pull the bow, what happens? It gets undone. That means a simple reading as I understand the Beis Yosef is what are you pulling over here? If you pull the handles and it comes tighter and tighter and tighter, that means you made a kesher. If you pull the handles and it comes undone, that's a chetzi kesher. Nothing happened here. If you pull the bow and what happens? It comes tighter. That's a kesher. Here's a bow over here. You pull it back. Keep going the bow. becomes a kasher. You pull the backside. That's where's the base yosef. Maver aroshim. You pull out the heads. You maver aroshim. Take the head out. Then it comes the case of a kasher. That's chura. I think the reading of the base yosef. Now with that, I'll take it a step further over here. I mean, the basic, very simple, again, the kesher and nivah are two opposites. It depends what you're pulling, right? You're pulling the handles, it comes out, it's a nivah, mashing in the kesher is fakert. Now, the Ramukh comes along further and says, anivah agabe kesher. Anivah, words of the machabra, anivah mutter de lav kesher. Anivah is mutter leave lo oilam. You know why? Anivah is not a kesher. It's a chetzi kesher. It's not a kesher, mutter lo oilam. No problem.
By definition, anivah can be pulled out.
And by definition, you pull the handles, it comes out, correct? Well, the handles comes out. Very simple. Now, sometimes there's friction there, depends on the strong.
But not the ball.
Pull the ball, what happens goes further, further and further, comes the kesher. Now, the ball goes a further and says, Aniva al Gabi kesher. Now, first, what's a kesher? What's Aniva al Gabi kesher? Let's first define the word kesher over here. First and some, he makes one kesher. Very simple, one kesher. Vloch is, everyone knows one kesher is mutter. Why? Why is one kesher mutter? Is Yisori Klaza Achoinim? Because one kesher is Betzim, is not a kesher, it's nothing, zero. It's like Laf Kesher, it doesn't do anything. Well, Betzim, it is a kesher, but you put any pressure in the back, it comes right out. So Betzim is a kesher that's not being Miskayim Klal. Is the kesher that's not being Miskayim? Or Nishkin Kesher? Well, the Achoinim start off with this question.
Who said it's not a kesher to begin with?
Well,
it's Kayam.
That's the question we're not coming to this. They point out, when you read the Graz's lashon is, if you leave a kesher echad lo'olam, you leave it lo'olam. Eina nikra kesher, and therefore it's mutter. If you leave this lo'olam, the mice it's mutter. Why? They want to explain it. It's not a kesher. That's not a kesher, one thing. Ain't suras kesher.
That's the second side.
Yeah, the second side, the way the Chai Olam says over.
You said
if we'll get that. Yeah, but it doesn't do anything. If you, what happens? I know if I pull it. But if it left by itself, I go over to garbage, I do one kesher, I turn upside down, what's going to happen? Try it. It'll come right out. It doesn't do anything. You tie your shoe with one kesher, you walk, what happens? Nothing. Come right out. You have to do a bow. You have to do something afterwards.
Take it off your head and pull it.
You're a shopping bag.
Yeah. We'll get to what you're saying. But be'etzim, a kesher, usually one kesher does be'etzim nothing. So the side of the grass, one kesher be'etzim is doing nothing. The words that Chayonim point out, the Klal Chavav, he says over, the reason why one kesher is mutter, is not l'skayim. So this point out, l'chur, it sounds like machlok is graz, and the Chayonim, what's he saying, is not a kesher? Or is the kesher not be l'skayim? That's not muchach. So the graz says, leave l'olam, the reason why it's mutter, it's not a kesher, because it won't be l'skayim. But again, they chose two different words. Is he saying not a kesher, or is a kesher not be l'skayim? For example, we'll get a bunch of cases over here to bring out this point over here. Five cases of Erech. One is, we're moving down the case of Niva Gabi Kesher. The way the Mishmur Tazim Ragavan point out, what does that mean? It means that Niva Gabi Kesher is together of Kesher Hedyet, leave it for more than a week or even Isser. What does that mean? Does it mean Aniva is nothing? Kesher is nothing. So, Maisa, when you have a Niva Gabi Kesher, is it the Tzirich together that I created something? No, the kesher itself I created. It's going to come out and make the bow and make sure the kesher behind it is staying as is. Is it Issa the kesher or the Issa the tziruf? Come along the Adonazir, he clears this question, he has a kiyo. And he wants to tell you the Issa is the kesher shavoy. That even it stops the kesher from happening. But it's the Issa, and even is nothing. The Issa is the kesher. What time the Shemir Shabbos, the Munkach, and others? So Shani Miguel Sevi says, no. Kesher echad, we do one thing, it's not a kesher, it's nothing. It's a tziruf that makes the kesher. That means in the lumdus, what is Ramah asking a Niva Gabi kesher? Is it the tziruf? Or the kesher behind is the iser? So we have again 2 points so far, we'll get to cases. I mean, number one, what's the side of one kesher? So machlekes sounds like chayadum in the grass. Is it not a kesher, or is it a kesher with not be miskayim? Number two, what shot in Avon of the Ramah, and Niva Gabi Kesher. Is it the Tziruf or the Kesher Echot? And Naf Kamina we'll get to. First, let's say you have a Kesher, one Kesher that's made out of metal. You have these cable things, and you do one Kesher. And it's not going to come out, with all the pressure behind it. Are you even, is there a Kesher? You have a kesher, a metal string. They tighten it with one time, one kesher. Zeb Shlomo Zalman. We'll get to that also. Before we get to that, stop. A metal thing. Zeb Shlomo Zalman. Chayiv. You leave it. That's teraisa. Zeb Chodeshani. Chutz Chayiv over here. Says Miguel Sefer Sefer Falk. That's not a kesher. It's mutter. That means what are they arguing about? What's the lumdus of one kesher? Is it says Miguel Sefer the grass says it's nothing. It's not a kesher. So a metal thing, one thing is mutter. Rafak says mutter. Shlomo Zalman Chodeshani says what do you mean? It is something. It's being undone. If I make it not be undone because it's metal, there will be a case of deraiso. Another case that you're speaking out in this scene over here is that l'chor, when you have a garbage bag, when people won't do one kesher, what happens? Turn upside down and fall out. People show me what you should do, what you can do. You spin the handles, and then you make one kesher, and then you try to turn upside down and shake it, which you guys did over here. They took garbage, pulled it inside. They tied it, you can try it outside if you want. They made it they spun it. Maybe don't take too much garbage. And they shook it. They showed me, don't come out. Why? Due to the friction of the handles. It's not really because of the knot per se. It's the knot together with the friction over here. It doesn't let it come out. It really depends upon the material. A lot of garbage bags or a lot of plastic bags are that way. So it comes out, what is that? One kesher on a garbage bag, when you deal it with this kunz, it will come out to shaylo. Go like Miguel Seif, you want to say the grass, that'll be my samutra on Shabbos. Go like Shlomo Zalman, up here, the chayot, the shaylo, the rice over here. Except if Shlomo Zalman says by garbage bag, he holds mutra because he holds, it's only for 10 minutes. So he'll have his own hetter over here. He holds, you only need it to take it out to the outside for another hour or two or three. You don't need a loilam.
Putting away toys
would be a problem, correct?
But after open all the Shlomo Zalman, you put in the garbage.
Like he owes every garbage you spoke at last chabur. Any kesher that's loilam, you only need for lizman is to get it lizman.
Send with your shopping bag.
Send your shopping bag. Yeah, the same thing. If it has that mile over here.
Just taking it somewhere. Then
same question. What is the lumdus over here? A similar case they discuss. Let's say you have a kesher and then outside factor you staple the top together, you glue the top together. That's also an interesting question I look upon. Someone telling them maybe it's different to outside factors, not the kesher itself. If it'll be Ashuva and wants to be Mekel over here, Shmei Shabbos says, what do you mean? It's blocking the kesher itself is the Issa over here. Not enough community can point out, because I'm clearing maybe, you do one kesher Erev Shabbos. Now you do the second kesher on Shabbos. So you can start clearing on the lumdus over here. If it's the kesher, the first one's the isser, and the second one's holding you back, start clearing maybe it's mutter. If it's a tziruf, you a second kesher on Shabbos, you even isser over here. Best of Mr. Mavuch among the Gedolei Achorinim, the Malba wants time to mice its potter. Do the second one Shabbos, the first one Erev Shabbos. That's Iker, Erev Shabbos. I've said a shini, the Marsham is a true in the Chelik Vav. You want to say, Yechayiv mitzad the sugi v'ashlomo. You're right? One ice, and the same Torah, Yechayiv. You do the second kesher, you do Ashlomo, Yechayiv. He says, but let's say you're not finished, you have to do more. Say, Chanami not Chayiv. I've said a shlishi, Kamal told Shmuel, he said, what are you talking about? Maisa, you did nothing. It's like giving Mavashu that Michael ben Asoy, come Shabbat in Michael ben Asoy. So Vazi doesn't send Marsham. Chelikhas and Shuvi says, what are you talking about? Avan now you did on Shabbos. Whether you go Tzirif, not Tzirif, you create on Shabbos. You even listen to Reis over here. So again, you can start grappling with this Lumdus over here, do a second Kesher on Shabbos, the first one on Erev Shabbos, the three Mahalch among the Achorinim. Is it Potter? Depends on Shlomo? Or is it a case of the Reis over here? Well, that's the case of the kesher. Now the next thing is a niva gabi kesher. There are more over here. Now we're saying a niva is nothing. We're saying kesher is nothing. So what's a niva gabi kesher? Do you say that's nothing or not? So betzim over here it's machlokes among the rishonim. A niva gabi kesher is like the same thing as a niva lav klumu. The Mordechai brings down the rats. One say the mice it's mutter. The ogre one say it's mutter. Even the oilam. At Sashani the Mordechai himself and the Rebbein Tam the mice wants to disagree. Maisi, when you read the Ramah, what does it sound like? The simple reading of the Ramah is, the Mechab says, Aniva Motelav Kesher, even if you do a Kesher, Echel Amata, Noigim Vayheter. They point out that the simple reading of the Ramah is, Yeshu Kes La'olam is Mutter. Aniva Gabi Kesher is Mutter La'olam. That's the flow of the Mechab. Says the going that's shot in the Ramah. Says Lavosh, black and white, is Mutter La'olam over here. Going past the way, it's Mutter La'olam. Frech the Taz, Frech the Magav Rom, what time of the Mishnah Brua? What are you talking about? The Ma'amokim over here is beside the Mordechai. Mordechai says, Aniva Gabi Kesher has a getter of a Kesher underneath. He created something over here. whether mid din siruf or not mid din siruf, then it should be oyvin iser. That means the Mekilma is saying kasher echad is nothing, aniva is nothing, two nothings is a mutter. Achmir is saying no, but ma'is now you create something, you're holding it back to kasher over here. Therefore, it should be also. Therefore, the Mishmur says, and someone said even that's pshat the Rambam over here, Mishmur passing the Taz Magavram, or Rabbah, or Shabbos, Chayot Magraz, no passing for keret, aniva gabi kasher has a din of a kasher hedyot. What's the loch of a kasher hedyot? One day is mutter. We have a sod gadol. It's mutter up to 7 days. What's longer than that? More than that, ma'isi oivin is over here. That means the get your shoes. The most sounds like mutter oilam. However, the ma'isi we pass the mishmul like the tazim agavom that your shoes we pass one day mutter maybe up to 7 days. Building upon this comes a shayla the numis from discuss about by sefer Torah. It used to be when I was a kid 100 years ago. All sefer Torah over there had. It had string, rope, and wrapped around it, he made a kesher gaben evil. Now we have these Velcro, or they have these clips, and very rarely do you see Sefer Torah that has a regular aniva gaben kesher. Very rarely, you see it once in a while, but very rarely you see it. Well, over my lifetime, when I was a kid, all shuls had the rope right around it, retied it, and now the mice had switched. The question is, can you do Galil on Shabbos? What's the shayla? If you do Shabbos morning, it's going to be undone by Mincha. Very good. But Mincha, it's being undone Monday. Monday is Machlokes, Machmat Tzarech maybe. Thursday, you want to undo it on Shabbos, when it's opening it, fine, maybe Machmat Tzarech. But let's say you shul down from Shabbos to Shabbos. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh. Let's say, if you take out the Navi, a Navi is every couple of months over here. So how in the world do you close this farm, can the person do Glilo? When you do a Keshu, then even on top of it. Once you go like this, Mishnah Tazam Agavram. Sounds like interesting Shaila. The Mitzvah Shabbos ready 150 years ago, 200 years ago. He says, Osir. Yes, Chaim Zonnefeld, there's a Scharnberg, Shmei Shabbos Kulchase, passes this way. But the Shani says, Maisa, how in the world do you do Glilo? Where's the big Bayah? And this is one of the reasons why the Tzibah Be'ikah switched these clips over, or this Velcro, taking this issue. Maisa Shalom Zam says, the Minik Michael. That was that way for 100 years. Why? What's the svaris over here? What's the deal with over here? So they thought l'chol pachas, 3-4 good svaris to deal with. What do they say is the whole idea aniva gabi kasher kol nemo simple meaning is motor. Kol the going kol the vosh the mice is motor. Which would not go that way. But you have to realize it's Rama over here. Yad Rama simple meaning. The second is we know by every kasher that's the zman that's a mice idiot. According to the Rambam is motor. Only according to Rashi we have a shiloh. That means, according to the Rambam, the question doesn't start. According to the Mishnah Berurah and the Rambam. Also in Rashi. And in Rashi, we have them over here. Number three, we had a loch and sif aleph. By Keshu Abodim, Mokim Mitzvah. Maybe it can be Michael.
According to the Rambam, it's not as man.
It's as man, it's a week. It's not like long. It's as man and Keshu had yet. It's as man, it's only as man. The Shaitzi says to Kohen Vav that the Rambam Shita is, as man is no chilut, it's man only the Yom.
Even the Mokim
I have to read the Sefer Torah and I have to close it up. Where's it called the Sefer Torah? Malka Mitzvah. Fine, but I have to go do it. They switch, but now I have to. Guy gives you Galila. You have to go do it.
Nah,
mitzvah.
But he should
have
figured it out.
Right now it's Malka Mitzvah. Why did they start saying, most times, at least Nichol get of a Suffolk, maybe it's under 7 days. Maybe, yeah, maybe we'll take it out during the week. Maybe Suffolk 7 days, if you had the Taz to go on base, Suffolk can't be Mekel. Those are the swears out there. Four reasons. Mice, they point out, each one, each one, Harbe. First reason we go like the Ramal, simple reading on Eva Gabbakash and Motor. Mishbu argues, Taz argues, Magavam Lais argue. The idea over here that Rama says this man and the head is Motor. First of all, we point out the Taz and the Bach and the Kivegan Mice disagree. There's no head of this man according to Rama Shito. Void Vachish Virashi Shito. Number three, the idea of Makam Mitzvah is Motor. We point out Mishbu is not Fakfik because I'm the base mayor. And number four, you're saying the case over here, maybe it's less than 7 days. Certain times we know for sure it's more than 7 days. There were those who I argue very stark. What to be Sarmachon? Those are shallows back and forth. Maisel, take command on Shaykh. Mr. Kaplan, he was giving a shir, and he said one time they gave him Galila. Not sure why he gave him Galila. And Maisel, he saw it, he got the old rope over there, what to go do. So he said he had Das that night to come back to Shul to undo it. I asked him, Ayla Maisel, be a loch and sifalof. He says, but this is Sarmachon Tazenbach. Tazenbach says, go after your own Das, not after the Das of the Kesher. Maisi said he got to the shul that night, got there, and the Kurdish is locked. They're like, yeah, you think? Yeah, yeah, got locked, you know what to go do. But Maisi, what, maybe his das helps over here. What? Oh, they do point out, the head to Mokhmitz and Nochabaya, why even do a Keshu Aniva? Just do Aniva straight. It's not that simple to do Aniva, it usually falls down. Or wrap it around. That means even the head to Mokhmitz mitzvah, besides the Mishmu argue, they point out, is it really a mitzvah? Do it another way, without being a nichel to get a kesher gabe
aniva. Can you do a kesher and then like tuck it in?
Oh, we'll get to that. Now, we have over here, this is a niva gabe kesher. Now, to lead to the case of kesher agabe niva gabe kesher with a cold double not true, let's first take a step back and discuss kesher agabe kesher. That means we know the halacha of the kesher gabe kesher, the shul of Gibborim, the Gizan, the halacha. We're talking about the mol halacha. That since ain't no vekiyim, any kesher agabe kesher, we machmen nichel to get a kesher uman. Now, what defines uman? Well, anything the meister is tied over here. Kamul l'shai tshuva sevkot aleph migzan echido vekiyosev sevkot aleph. The echido says in Gilui Seinu poshut aminig golos. The minig was poshut to go over to your belt and do a kesher agabe kesher. Why? It's kesher inish hakayama. It's a kesher hediyot. The less chayish, even miyato miyato. El miyato, sorry. Less chayish, el miyato miyato, the bottle of the miyato. Kmat nobody's chayish, and those who are chayish, the bottle of the miyato even. So we have a shayit shuvah, brings down the chidah that says, the minig was by a belt, to wrap it around you, and do a kesher agave kesher, and therefore that's what Klai Yisrael did. You have to be a little bit skinnier to go do that. And to do a kesher agave kesher. They did that on the belt. Minig Klai Yisrael. How in the world did Mini Klai Yisrael do a kesher agave kesher on the belt like this? I believe this is my stomach. Right? So how in the world did they do this? Mini Klai Yisrael. We're done. So you could tell me, well, it's a chidah. Svardin. We said we machmed the shulda gibarim. Zamah, the Ashkenaz. They point out who should be machmed the shulda gibarim. Who holds the Rambam? The Mechaba holds the Rambam. The Rambam just brings down as a chum of the Rambam. Yol Bikirashi in the Rosh. So Suli holds the Rambam, the Mechaber. Suli should be Chosh the Shulda Gibarim. That's Aleph, that's Chidor. Second, who brings it down? The Shari Tshuva. He's an Ashkenaz. He also brings down this Minig. The size Kash and the Svadim and Ashkenazim, how in the world do we have the Minig Klali Yisrael to make a Kesher Agave Kesher against what the Rambam over here says? So says the Menesh Chai, you're right, the Moinam. Well, let's say the Paiskim. The Moinam made a mistake. They didn't go follow the Rambam. Echlami should be Yosser. Very Shver. Very Shver. The Miyat is Mutter, the Miyat over here. We go do it over here. So why the Maisa is a Mutter? So there are a couple of reasons that Chornim will throw out. The main thing is Aloch L'Maisa. One is there's a Kavachayim over here. I knew we supposed to go with this similar idea on this Malach over here. That first, I'll ask you a question that in the beginning of the Simon Shinyan Aleph, Simon Shinyan Zayin Sif Aleph, the Bialoch will be down a Taz. The Taz over here come along and says that anything in the Maisa is very stark, very strong over here. That's nichel in the geder of a kesher uman. In fact, the mishmuel of chutz against the gemara over here. Chutz, even if it's easy to come out, we nichel in the geder of a kesher over here. And then we said what the taz means over here. It means that it does not get undone by itself. That means he's very upset with the words of the taz. The taz says that the kesher means something that's chazak mo'id. Come on, mishmuel sevkot niyadalad, and it brings down what's the definition of a kesher. He says, "Ain't that's chodik hativ kesher omitz something that's tight." That's nichel to get of a kesher uman. That's a kesher. The Taz says it's very tight as a kesher. It's against Gemara. Mishmur says, what's a kesher? We're not sure. Anything tight, that's a kesher. What's going on over here? So the Chur, you have to realize there are two things over here. This, you say two points. Read it slowly. Every maisa uman could be tight. Or everything tight is a maisa uman. That's of two separate things. That means that Taz is saying every Maisa Uman is tight. That's the Bialoch, that's not true. It's easy undone. Even with one hand, you can undo it. So it says Bialoch, what you mean is it cannot be undone by itself. Mishmur is saying the Chum of the Shulta Gibarim is the other way. Everything that Maisa is tight, that's a Maisa Uman. That's what we're suing about. So it means tight. Is that Maisa Uman? We're not sure. Let's be choshev of anything that's tight. Anything that's hodikative, anything that's kesher omitz, let's be choshev of Maisa Uman. But we can have a ma'aseh uman that's not tight. Can easily be undone. That's not a problem. That's called the chiluk between the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah. Building upon that, you said, they were saying over here that everything tight is a ma'aseh uman. Let's say you have a double knot that's not tight. You do a kesher by your belt, agave kesher. It's not tight, it's loose. You can have your belt, not tightening it. You can easily undo it. What's a loose double knot? Would that be the chumah, the shulta gibarim or not? L'chura, if you understand, you said everything tight is a ma'is umon, this l'mais is not tight, says the kavachayim, that's why the minig was to make on the belt. It's not tight. It's a double knot. That means the clank, is the idea of a double knot, is it a sibo or is it a simen? If it's a simen, that should be ulcer. If it's a sibo, creating to be tight, should be mortar. Since the Yatsi, the seventh of Bonim, instead of Rabibiyat, they come along and say, a loose double knot is not the chum of the shoulder gibarim. Now, the simple bottom says it's not Pshan the Chido, but he said he saw his MS. Everyone could read this Laloch. Whether it's Pshan the Shai Chu and the Chido doesn't make a difference. But the concept should be, the words of the Mishnah Berurah, the shoulder gibarim, anything that's tight is a Maisa Umon. You get a double knot that's not tight, the Maisa Smoter. He said, we're not sure to get up a Kimis, and they find the Kesha Omit, saying it's tight, Hodicative. That's the Mishmur says it's over.
We're always
guys
against
the. Yeah. Kol Kesh Kosher, or is it a Hodicative? It's Umon. That's the way Mishmur says. And it's tight, it's Umon. Yeah, that's one way to answer this. I'm hoping by the case of the belt. There's another way that our Shulchan wants to tighten the whole entire Chumro of a Kesher, Gabi Kesher, is afterwards more than one day. A case of one day, one time according to Rashi, certainly is Mutter. According to the Rambam, is something the Shulchan Gibram. Even for that, it's certainly a case over here, it's Mutter. One day, the Maestri won't have this Chumro. That's how he wants to answer the mini Klai. So by case of belt, it's one day. A Ladu can be Mekel. The Vayatzev wants to bring down another Malach. He wants to tie something Mokh Matzarech. Shulchan Gibram is Machlaikis. We have to wear a belt. We have a coat over here. What are you going to do? Mokh Matzarech can be Mekel. Others want to tie the Ben Shchayla, she also says, the Maestri, the Chido wants to argue on the Ramah. The Shulchan Gibram says, that's Pshat. The Chido is coming to argue on the Ramah. That means you could hold the study of loose double knot, but that's not Pshat the Chido, that's not Pshat the Shai Tshuva, come to argue over here. Find different enough kaminas how to say over the Malach. The Maestro, the Paiskim, 30, 40 years ago, were discussing cases of a tichel. That means today, the tichels have elastic inside, or other potents. But when I grew up 100 years ago, so everyone had a tichel, people might know from a bandana, a handkerchief, they make a double knot in the back. That's how women wore. My mother wore it for years that way. The question is, you'll not make that on Shabbos. You'll not make that. So it really depends upon this question: how do you paskin with this shai tshuva, this chido over here? That means the Benish Chayil Shitosa says to tie your tichel double knot. He writes also betzim it's a kitzur that way. Chodeshani Chaim Kinyaski. The Maaseh, the Shmir Shabbos says yes of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says it's a loose double knot, mutter. Or for Shabbos says yes of Biyashim. He says loose double knot. The Maaseh it's mutter. Afako goes this way, Megillah Sefer, Simcha Bonim, others that come along and say, they're built upon this Yisrael Shavai, a loose double knot, Lamai says Mutter. Why? Because again, the Yisrael Abona of the Chumash Shulah Gevorim is something that's tight, this is not tight. Therefore, to make these handkerchiefs, or these kerchiefs, or these tichels on Shabbos, Lamai says Mutter, Paiskims come along and say, Lamai says Mutter. Now, we discuss Aniva Gabi Kesher, and Kesher Gabi Kesher. Next stage. Next stage, we'll get to these things. Kesher agabe aniva agabe kesher. What the Olam calls on Yeshu a double knot. If you analyze what you do on Yeshu, it's not a double knot. What you're doing is a kesher. They do aniva, a bow. They do a kesher on top of that. What's the loch of a kesher agabe aniva agabe kesher? Do you say a kesher agabe kesher for one moment you even isser? Or no, since the aniva between, what's locha aniva gabe kesher? You have 24 hours. So can you double knot your shoe and undo it that day? A very simple question over here. Come on, Lishmir Shabbos, the old prince, he tied his kesher gabe kesher. 1 second, you'll even answer. You have a problem over here. Maisa, the past week, went around to the chavura and I told everyone, and people are shocked over here, that a kesher gabe by your shoe, what they call a double knot, is not a double knot. You pull one handle, and Maisa comes out. I think everyone over here saw that. On your shoe, you pull the handle. Now you undo what you did. You pull the handle, the maaseh comes out.
Always.
If you pull one of the handles, not the other handle, two handles always. You pull one, it always comes out. Now, there might be sometimes a friction over there, but it always comes out. It's made to come out. If so, l'chora, why is that nichel negedav anivo? Now, it could be Talmud Shemir Shabbat Chosai, do not know the Metzias. Come on, everyone here, where I tell them, they don't believe me. So I show them, they know the Metzias. So, 10 or 15 years ago, we went over to Nissan Capital, the Yisrael Neuvert, this question of Matthias. We got back the message, he'll change it in the new prints. The new prints, he did not really change it that way fully. He says, if a person can be Mekel, it sounds like, because it's a Chumash Shulta Gibarim, Chumash Shulta Gibarim, can be Mekel. Not that he held the Maisel Smoter. Maisel Orcha Shabbos, the Alma Shulish and Kaisher, they called the Shemir Shabbos and say, Tzorachian. Why are you asking it for? It should be any case of an Eva Gabi Kesher can be undone with one hand, gets undone by pulling the handles, should be motor. You should have 24 hours, and pass to the mindset motor. The Mora Shabbos of Yadler, once was by Yashir, he came along and he said, he showed us how by the shoe, you pull one end, the mindset comes out. I said, I went to the Ashraf, I showed him on the shoe. I showed him. He said, what will the Ashraf say? He says, all sir. Why? So I went to everyone, told everyone, Rabbi Adler said, Mor Shabbos says, he showed to Rabbi Yashiv, says, ulcer. So everybody asked me, did he say why? He said, no. He said, fine, not Meshubit. I say, I don't know why. You don't tell me as far as over here. The Metzias says it's a case of an evil. You can undo it on one day. Now, the Arshad Swam came on to Asir. Rabbi Yad, for example, he might say Asir and Sefer. We asked him why. He might say, in the new prince, he writes, Shuharali, the Maisa, it comes out. I never knew it came out over here. He also didn't know. Maisa the Sefer still keeps his ulcer. But in the back, he says he doesn't know why it's also for. Doesn't know why Maisa is also. Now, Lechura, I think one simple reason why to answer it, because the double knot. We had the Lechura three times in that seven. We have the Amor, twice the Mishmur, Ein Lechukum with the Amorites. Who's tying the kid's shoes? Fine, those people usually. So, right? Otherwise, if you're based medicine, you're learning over here. So, the Maisa, we have the Sayyid Shemai, why to ask, I think I understand the Yashiv, because the Ein calls a double knot, anyone thinks it's a double knot. You tell a person you double knot your shoe. What? Shemir Shabbos called a double knot. What do you call it in Hebrew? I say in Hebrew? Kesher Gabi Kesher. That's what it's called. So Abada, people, Ein Lachal, Lefayam Orange, Kodum Yizeh, where people will say, well, I double knot my shoe, I'll double knot my garbage. Because it's called the same thing, it looks like the same thing. I think it's the same thing. Everyone thought it's the same thing, please show them it's not the same thing. So the Issa is only here. Now again, sometimes with the kids, it's not Geshmak. If you tie it regularly with a bow in a knot, what happens? Every 10 minutes, they come over to you. If you do a double knot, what they call a double knot, it takes 3 hours to get undone. I mean, the right that gets undone, because it gets undone by the kids every couple of hours also. It's not a real double knot, does not get undone. It gets undone, but it takes a couple of hours. So now you can tell me, Chumash Shalta Gibarim, welcome Sar for maybe the parent. The word, some of them call it Sar for the parent. But, Maisa Sar for the kid over here, Maisa has to wear shoes over here, Makam Atzarek. There's what to be Samachon. But I still hear why to answer it. Makam Atzarek, I still hear why to be Mekel. We have a Chumash Shalta Gibarim.
Yeah, but that's a double knot.
That means it's Sata Asir is a Chumash Shalta Gibarim to the double knot. Makam Atzarek, let's be Mekel. What?
This is not a double
knot. It's not a double knot, correct? Except people think it is. Right?
Everyone.
Girl ties a shoe, a double knot shoe. Next, she'll do a double knot the garbage.
She knows it. She knows that it comes out.
She doesn't know. You tell her thinking that job is. A month later, she knows to double knot the shoe. She'll double knot the garbage.
She knows it comes out.
No one here knew. Until I showed you, you didn't know, right? Wow, magic, magic. Magician. Kishim is also. I don't do Kishim.
We're making up the side.
No, I'm pointing out that if those are the words, it calls the double knot. And he and in English, and we have Mishmur and the Ramos that ain't welcome with Naam Oritz. I understand why you cannot tell people to master it. Makam Atzarek, it's only here why you can't master it. Again, the Orchid Shabbos said Makam Atzarek, he writes the new prince for kids, Makam Atzarek. Shemir Shabbos, the new prince, writes for children, Makam Atzarek, he can. Orchid Shabbos, Motor. Mabaya, Motor is Motor. Next thing is the Gate Anivas, Aniva, so. They call Aniva Atzavar, necktie. So even though Aniva Lafkeshu doesn't mean the tie is Lafkeshu. What's the look in the gate to a necktie? So first we'll go with the Swarm say, then try to say Phineas Nighty. There are, first the Swarm being down, there seem to be two ways of making a tie. The Toys Amlochis, Rabibiyat, simply bottom, I think if I understand this Hebrew correctly, also seem to be saying the two ways to make a tie. You can make a tie where it wraps around let's see, fully over here. Then you make what's called a full school knot. Put it through, very simple, it's very narrow, very thin. Every kid in England does it that way. You pull out the back, what happens? It comes to a undone. Then we do it a halfway school knot, do it not fully. It's even thin over here. Same thing. You pull it through. Also, same idea. It's a halfway, instead of going around fully, when we went halfway, you pull it, comes to catcher. So that's the discussing. A school knot that's full, and a school knot that's half. There are two different ones. One you pull out, got undone. One that, when I pull out, came to catcher. That's the first way I just showed you. One, you, and again, if you go to school, you're lazy, that's what you do. You don't do any windsor, double windsor, triple windsor, you do a very simple school knot. That's what happens. Now, to get to these, take these two knots over here. One, again, when you pull out the back, it gets undone. Again, the standard way of doing it is when you wrap around fully over here, you put it inside. So, looks like a very nice skinny tie, new style today, day and age. Mine is very skinny over here. When you pull the back, I'm going to be a kishif, and it comes right out. This tie first, I'll take that one first. What's the lock in that case? The bina mosher mamosho, lemaisa, it's mutter. Even the oilam is mutter. Why? It's an evil. Comes out. David Sina says, the maisa, it's mutter. The Khorashani, a father says, Paiskim is maneno that way. Toys from Lochas, he has a picture, that's he says, the maisa, it's mutter. Simchabon, maisa, it's mutter. Outside of Sheni, the Shmir Shabbos being down from Shlom Zaman, and he himself passes away. You have 24 hours. More than 24 hours, Makam Sarach a week, otherwise, it's the Kesha Hedyat, even though it comes out, and you'll even Istar, you plan to leave for a month or two. Atzad HaShlishi, Megillah Sefer quotes the Shmir Shabbos and says you have 24 hours. What are you talking about? The Maisa Uman. And therefore, you'll even Istar Miyad. How the world can tell me? They're both from Israel. Even Istar Miyad over here. The Torah Sam Lachis says, I went over to Megillah Sefer and I showed him. And when you wrap it around, you stick it through, and you pull it back, it comes out. He says, Echlami is chaser, it's chaser to me. We'll see if that's simple or not. Maisa, but we have three options to get to the one that comes out. The one that doesn't come out, which again is done only halfway. I mean, really, instead of going two ways of doing it, you do it only halfway. And then pull out when it comes to the catcher. I can show you again if you want. So there, what's the locket in that case? So it's machalikis. Also, three different sheets again over here. The Betzina is still coming to you, Michael. The Simcha Bonim. He might want to say, since it's not Mekasha, two things together. He also been sat to you, Michael. Bakashter says, Maisa is Muti Evil Oilam. That means even though you can pull out over here, it comes from Tekesha over here. Still a Maisa case over here. It's going to be Muti Evil Oilam. Asad Hashani here, a Moshe switched and says you have 24 hours. A Falkland this way went 24 hours. Asad Hashlishi over here, at four times, Shlomo Zalman says it's a Maisa Uman. Why? Kesha Echad, Rosh Echot. Is even Issamiyad, the Ramon on the end of Sefalov. And if you're even Issamiyad when you make this tie, you can't make it at all on Shabbos. When the Shmir Shabbos, the old print says you're even Issamiyad, the new print says he has 24 hours, and my Malkum is both time Shmati Mishlom Zalman. Don't know how exactly that worked over there, how what he changed in the new prints. Fine, Shulchan Shulam didn't switch it. Fine, but those are coming out, we have three Malkum over here, and then this Karel is Meister's wrote down three different ways what he holds in this tie is. Either Uman or Hedyat, as Machlikis Chayodim versus the Magavram. Now, let's just analyze what the Oilam is saying over here. If it's, see if it's so, not so. When do a Kesher, Agabe Kesher, everybody gives Kesher, Agabe Kesher. No one can disagree with that. When you pull out the back, what's going to happen? So I think by now, what happens? The Kesher, right? So it comes right out. So I think by now, I went around all week trying, and when it comes right out, people throw, can't be, let's try it again, right? Maisa comes out. Why is it coming out for? It's Kesher, Gabe Kesher. So again, you have to analyze what's a Kesher, what's not evil. What are you pulling? When you're pulling the handles, it comes tighter and tighter. That's called a Kesher. When you pull the back, it's called being matter, untying. When I do this, what happens? It comes out. That's what it is. So do a Kesher, Gabe Kesher twice. The fact that numerous forms say when I pull out the back, it comes out. That's called being I understand be matter. It comes out because I undid it. So I don't understand why in the world that should be that way. And Betzim, if you take the school knots over here, I think it's mamash opposite what this farmer say. if you do a full school knot, they're saying it comes out by me, if you pull the handles, if you take my neck out, pull the handles, it'll come to a kesher. You do a half a school knot, it'll be punktvakert. By them, it'll come to kesher. By me, pull the handles, it'll come fully out. Half a school knot. Better work. By me, if I pull the handles, it comes out. So that's mamish aniva. That's how I said the Beis Yosef. I went over numerous Talmid Chachamim and I try to understand it, or maybe some of the Hebrew I don't understand what they're saying, how they describe keshers. But what I understand kesher, and we explained it, the Beis Yosef was saying, depends what you're pulling over here. And the Torah some lockers. Now he comes along with a little bit different reason why he makes all these ties. He says the reason why a full knot, he wants to say it's mutter, because he wants a tiny, because what does matter mean? You have to undo what you did. What I just did, I wrapped around this. I'm only dealing with this. So I'm not undoing this side. He wants tiny, I'm undoing this side. I never did anything with this. That's just tiny. He wants to say, I'm not undoing what I did. If I undo this, that's undoing what I did. I'm pulling this, that I'm not undoing. It's good, it's not sure where you get that from.
Meister.
So it comes out, now I said why a school knot, why Megillah Sefer says, I don't say it should be Meister Uman. I agree with him, it should be Meister Uman, a case when you can pull out the back. It means, Megillah Sefer said, and Tosfos Malka said, I showed it to him. What do you mean? It's one kesher echa b'reish echot. Should be a case of Meister Uman. Now, when you take a single wing Windsor, a standard way you make a single Windsor, the way people make it, they don't want to make it to be too thin. That's really Israeli. They want to make it a drop thicker, right? So then they go around one time, and then they go wrap around. So in essence, a single Windsor is really a double knot. You pull two ends, you see at the end, you're making a double knot. A double Windsor, if you pull two ends, you're making a single knot. Now, there are certain ways you can make a single Windsor that comes undone when you pull two ends. Do a single Windsor with an extra spin around it, well, Echanami will get undone. And then when you pull the two ends, will come out. That means, can you make a single Windsor on Shabbos? Depends how you're making your single Windsor, according to me. You make it a standard way, it'd be a double kesher, gabe kesher. If you make a single Windsor that's spun around an extra half away, it gets undone. If you do a double Windsor, it's left with a single knot at the end. They'll get the other, the swarm get involved with, you pull the back. What happens? They'll hold a single Windsor. If you pull the back, depends how you make it. Some will get undone, some not. The opposite of what I'm going to say.
Then, what does the rabbi do on Shabbos if the tie gets undone?
Oh. So, first, that's the Chura in the Sugya Shavuot. Again, please tell me why I'm wrong in what I'm saying over here. Next, Avada Ta'asatai is no way to ask. The newest reason why my Asatai is a mutter for 24 hours. I'll say all the reasons. I mean, first, their Svara, I don't understand. There, they're pulling out the back, I think it's matter. That's where I'm clueless. The one says it, everyone says it. Everyone says it over, and I show everyone, and I'm like, yeah, doctor, it doesn't make any sense. Fine. Later. I don't know what people are thinking. Fine. But if I had to ask you, can answer step by step. In essence, you make a tie, make a kesher, gabe kesher, whatever you want. It's loose. Right? You can easily get it done. We just said, Shom Zalman, the Ashim says, by a tichel, like a mekanjabis. So you have those who say anything that's loose by a kesher gabe kesher, the chur should be the same thing, kesher echa b'roish echot, should be the same idea. So we have 24 hours. So make a tie, be undone Shabbos, you still have, number one reason. Number two, what? The kesher of the belt is a double knot. The kesher of the chidah is by a double knot. The tichel is a double knot. If it's a loose, it should be mutter. Again, this is for
why does he
answer? Good question. No, he said, no, he does. He doesn't answer. He said 24 hours. The new prince, I'm not sure that's what switched over here. Not only that, Shulchan Shlomo says Shmir Shabbos is one thing, but Bei said the Maaseh had 24 hours. He himself, Shmir Shabbos switched, and Shulchan Shlomo points out these possible two ways. The Chor could be Mamash Shkidah, Gevaldik. Let's get over here. Number one. Number two is, it's very easy. Just take it out. It's like a belt. It's the same again. How is a belt loose? It means it's not. You know, not choking yourself. It's not the knot itself is not a kesher. It's very simple. Any kid can undo it. Anyone can undo it. It's very easy. A tie is I think, is like a belt. I don't think it's any different than a belt. Especially the material that's made out of, it's like a belt material. It's very easy to get it on.
So you have to be careful in Shabbos after Purim, because
you have to be for maybe a shikr, yeah. That's one Svarah. A second Svarah, you have to realize
this Svarah is not a tally if a person leaves.
I said within 12 hours. We'll get to you in a second. First, 6-7 Svarah is why I say you can't say it's also. Number one, we have again is a loose double knot. Second Svarah is according to Rashi, 12 hours is winter. According to Rashi, the whole question is even stopped. That means we have 23 Yishanim like Rashi. Second is the reason Machmavi is only means have the chumrah of a Safik of a Shilta Gibarim. So Rashi Mutter, it's the chumrah of a Safik that's loose over here. After all, how far to Machmer. Void, we point out that numerous times you make making a knot, making a neck, a tie, at the end you're left with one knot. What's the loch of one knot at the end of a string? We point out that Ramo, the end of Siv Aleph, brings down this Isser. We said then, Machlek is one Pshan Ramo. The Chayodom, the Mitcheskinath Abnezer says that the Gedev of a Kesher Hedyat. You have 24 hours. Mishibur disagrees. But again, we have a Pshan Ramo that even by one Kesher at the end, meaning a double Windsor, not a single Windsor, will have a Heter being one Kesher to itself over here. What they get involved with, which we didn't discuss really, the definition of kosher in and of itself. That means, let's go get involved with that question. To get to kosher, what is kosher? Chakir the Chonim Kler, is kosher making a knot, or is it connecting two things together? Meaning, Makavis the Mishnah, he brings down the question that we shouldn't have, the Gemara discussed by Teifer, you do two stitches one after another, Chaybal's Teifer. Veth Gemara, it's not going to stay. The Gemara says, "Husha kashra, make a kesher at the end." I, if so, factor showing must be chayim mitzvah sugya of kesher. Says my kevus of Mishnah, making a kesher to itself, that's just making a thicker rope and not holding things back together. That's not kesher. Kesher is holding things together. I put a string around the rope, around the box, to hold the box together. Usually, what we're taking rope for to hold things together. For example, says Zilberstein. Person knows a kesher got a kesher to remind him for mincha. That's taking a string to make a knot to remind you. That's not holding anything together. It's doing nothing over here. Is that a kesher? Since my kesher is a mishnah, that's not a case over here of a kesher. A kesher has to be hold things together. Rama said over here, a kesher echad at the end of a string. The ma'aser is also one chut over here. That says achrodim. Come on, Abnezer, to answer means when you're holding wrap around something. And then you want to do one thing to itself, to hold something back over here. Well, let's say you just want to unravel, hold something back over here. That's when the kesher echad is doing something. Yichayv even wants on chut echad. Otherwise, stop making kesher in and of itself. It's called making a thick rope that does nothing. It's so simple. You know why old ties are mutter? Because you're making a kesher for noi. You're not coming to hold anything back over here. You're not coming to hold your neck up. You're not going to hold it in place. You're not going to do anything. You're making a kesher why? For noi. A kesher for noi is doing not a kesher. Kesher has to hold things back, create something. There's no creation, no ma'aseh Shabbos over here. Not chaylas kosher over here. It's simcha bottom. In the green book, volume 2, volume 1 actually. Well, I tell you, I'll be swarmed. My kevsamish should be mutter. Now, those first of all want to argue on the, even according to my kevsamish, that's the yisayd over here. They want to point out maybe kesher tonight is holding something. They don't hold something back, holding onto your neck. It's aleph. Therefore, the Abishul says he quotes the Shabbos bias. Abishul says he will say with his Ayn Shabbos bias, and he wants to argue the Shabbos bias. And Va'id Archa Shabbos, when he starts with the sugya of Kaishovir, and in the first Oru and Perik Yod, he starts with the question with the Makadis HaMishnah. He points out, we don't go this way. The Numis Rais, he wants to argue, he said over here, is making Kesha, that's the son of the Isra Shabbai. That means we have no reason why to matter ties. Do we say this lumpness of the Makavish Mishnah? Not Makavish Mishnah seems to be the Avinez over there. Chodesh Shani doesn't seem to go this way. Asad Hashani, the Archa Shabbos says, and other Chodim say, no, that's not the side of a Kesher. Kesher has to hold something back over here. Not hold something back. Is it true of a Kesher? What? He wants to hear, one gets undone, he says, Vadis Mutter. The one that's not getting undone, he's mitzadah that way. He has two sheets over there. Two sides. My son, the gay, if you want to know what's looking against Chakiro, the Shabbos, when he starts with Akdomo, this Shamanism also, he starts off Kosher, Perak Aleph this way, Perak Beis, he has all rise one way, Perak Gimel, he has all the rise against it, for Karat. what is your side over here on kasher? We get involved in lumpness over here. Sorry? No, he wants to answer. The Abnezer wants to answer. That means he's holding something back. The Abnezer says, not stopping doing kasher, doing that, making a thick row. Come to hold something back over here.
To remind yourself of something that
the Nachman is, can you do a kasher for Mincha? No, he's not talking anything. The other. And he has a tshuva. I don't remember what he came out. The chumash depends upon this chakira. Another reason they get involved with my tai, they want a tai is made. The whole tshuva of a tai is made to open and close, open and close, open and close. It's a delus. Delus matches everything over here. I can do. We can open and close books. All you see is the delus over here. It's not a sugya of delus. We get to see what that exactly means over here. Not that's why they get involved with the Makav Rav at the end of the sim and question what he means over here. Makav Rav somehow says a person can make a real kesher, full kesher, and you have a string in between it, put something through it. Another thing, Maisa sounds like he's saying over here it's mutter. Because the blacksmith makes something full. So that's your neck is in between the thing, the center of the thing is the neck. And it sounds like he's saying pshat, and we're showing them the Maisa it's mutter. They get involved with what's the Makav Rav mean? So the Shani brings this down. The other one say he's not saying it's mutter, he means it's not deraisa. So the Shani said the value even is the Rabbanon. Therefore, don't matter ties inside your next in between. It's not the Makav Rav. So Shani, how do we read the Makav Rav? However, these are, again, so to ask the Rich, we have numerous svaras why, according to Rashi, you tie the mice 20 pounds, the mice is mutter. According to it's only Chumash the Shulchan Gemara and a loose or not. I said those who mice make a tie in Shabbos within 20 hours, the value Yeshua will be this way. However, the other way around, if you're the type of person who might leave it la'ilam, I'll spill the Torah, obviously, and therefore you might leave it that way. So for you to make it on Shabbos even 24 hours, you got the rayon. You can't even make it at all. Even on a tie, unless it's the case of an evil. But Keshla Maish is also. That means. I said, if you some might leave it. You might leave it, right? You might leave it. I plan to undo a coyote undo most of the time, but sometimes I might leave it. I might. That's certainly never. That's partial. That's partial if it's the derech. But even if it's not the derech, I might leave it. Still, it's also. Still, it's also. That means the get toys, again, it comes out, I think, that the chura to make it, yeshami lismoich. Avada machmatolo brocha, make before Shabbos to after Shabbos. However, those who might leave the oil will only have a chash isol yom tzad sugi the rayim. Now,
sometimes it's a matter of being in the Shabbos because then you can take it out within the 24 hours. It's getting toward if you made it in Arab Shabbos and you want to take it out.
Maisa, you just get a bunch of ties, make them and leave them. I have all them stacked. And just make sure you don't grow bigger, and therefore your ties get off fire. That's it. That's what. Yeah, we all have people have ties way up because they made it 20 years ago, right? Alright. Now, in this, just understand this far of Dallas, make it open and close. Let's jump to another sugya. Come over here to the Mishnah Berurah, the end of the Siman Shin Yud Zayin. Read on the sugya of Pesach Havolim. Making rope. You take string, you twine together, and make a case of rope. So, what's the halacha in that case? Can you take string, tie it together, and make rope? Says the Mishnah Berurah, a Magav Ram, quoting a Rambam in Perek Yod, says, Yechai Mishum Kosher. To make rope, you're over the issa of kosher, making a knot. Undoing rope, you're over the issa of matter. What done by the Paiskim? Where's the Makor? Says the Chanish, the Makor is a Yishalmi. Look up the Yishalmi, says the Chanish, it's not there. So we have Makor from Yishalmi that's not there. The Mai say, you look up the Yishalmi. He does say, to make rope is usur. He says, over the issa of tefillah, of spinning. Spinning. What's the nafkamina of spinning a kosher? Undoing it. Untie rope. According to Rambam, be it istiraisa matter. If it's tfiyo, matel mais is motor. A tfiyo is psiyo. If you ask that, to us, wow. So, now, the question first of all is we're saying, Mishmu Paskin Lokla Maisa, Magarbam like the Rambam, the making rope is kosher. Have we did see in tfiyo, the making string is tfiyo. Now, what is string, Bentham? String is take a bunch of thread, and you spin it together, and you make it into a string. Rope is take a bunch of string, spin it together, and make rope. Why is one kosher, one's tefillah? How are we passing? Why are we doing that for? So where the Tresol, where the Ochoshul can explain, it really depends if it's nicker or not. We take thread and make it into a string, then Be'etzem, your tzitz is Be'etzem, if you realize, look at it, it looks like one thing, but Be'etzem is a bunch of things spun together. It's being nicker than being one. That's called tefillah. Rope, people see, it's snicker, it's a bunch of string that's intertwined together to make rope, that's called kosher. That's first the difference over here. Now, the Bavli says, the Yishalmi says that when you make rope, it's tefillah. Says there's a rule, Bavli chalik. We disagree, we don't like this. We all nichol together kosher. Step by step. So first, we have a locha making rope and mice on Shabbos and to untie it. Even is the rice of kosher matter. So I've challenged a couple of people over here. Where do we have that it says the mechaber it's mutter? So there's a mechaber in Simon. So Simon Shri Yudalad, Siv Zayin, Siv Ches, Siv Tes, and Siv Yud. Four times over there. A couple of the mechaber is kosher suga of chaisel. Wrapped around food, wrapped around the kli, wrapped around karko. The Gemara writes on the Daf Kufnun above that we learned that someone has chaisel shal gregris of tomorrow, matter, mafkia, v'chaitech. In fact, the Gemara, we have a bride that says, you cannot be mafkia v'chaitech. I can say you'll be right to mafkia. The Gemara answers, how Rabbon is, how Rabbon Nechemio. The Rabbon Nechemio holds a person cannot be mafkia v'chaitech because he holds in the gate of the Sugya Muksa. You can only use a kli that's made for a shishtamshus. This is not made for a shishtamshus. What does matter, mafkia, or matter mean? Matter means to untie. Chaitech means to cut. What's mafkia? What title is a mafkia? It says Rashi in Dafko Vav, mafkia means to untie rope. You have a right to untie rope. What time of the Torah and Simon Shidal, you have a right to untie rope. It says the Mechaber and Siv Zayin Siv Ches twice, you have a right to untie rope. And Siv Tes Yud is not explained, he can explain it right twice, Zayin and Ches. Zayin and Ches, he says, you have a right to untie rope. So somehow we have a Rambam that says to untie your Evinis in the Raisa, what time is Shmuel Magavram? And somehow we have a Torah, Rashi, says Mafkiyo, that person can untie rope, it's mutter. What's going on over here? It says to be aloch, and Simon Shini Dal Siv Ches, you bring down a Kiveger, there is this question. The Chur Rav Estiro. What's going on? It says to be aloch, it must be that the Rambam holds Mafkiyo means something else. It does not mean to unravel rope. Mafkiyo means to rip it with your hands. That means Chaitek means with a Kli. Mafkiyo means to rip with your hands. Kamal Mechaim No, Kamal Mechaz Nish says, Mafkiyo means to rip with your hands. The Gemara says, the Bais said, Loi Mafkiyo is on the Chemia that you cannot use a Kli because it's not made for, because it's not for Shishtamshus. It's because of using a Kli. The Gemara is against the Bi'a Halacha. One of them is saying a case of your hands over here. It's against the Gemara. So, the other ways to answer the Gemara with Rambam, Avnezer wants to say he means to Mafkiyo the Chesamos, not the rope, the seal, not the rope. The way how the Chadnish, how he wants to answer the Shitosai, just like a person to rip something in Shabbos, you even this to Raisa, but to get the food out of his mutter, to break a chavis as kas, you even this to Raisa, get food out of his mutter. So here also, what are you doing? You're ripping the rope. It can be matter, kureya, it can be matter, slicer, it can be matter. What am I doing over here? I'm getting food out. We'll take away the issa kureya, take away the issa slicer, take away the issa matter, because what am I doing? I'm getting the food out of the box over here.
It's the same thing as matter. Why do I need to say it twice?
Nah, matter is also untie. What's the difference? Also, even that you're allowed to.
That also, same thing.
Either way, that's chanishas. Fine, still it's matter. The mice that comes out, can a person make rope on Shabbos and untwine rope? What's a halacha? It's machalikus. The mechaber says you let it untwine rope. Torah says you're allowed to. Rashi says you're allowed to. Who says you can't? Mishmuel Paskin is not like this Mechaber. Mishmuel over there, Simon Shini Dalit says, Ayin Bialocha, and said, Paskin, Ayin Rambam. He writes, Ayin Rambam, Paskin, even Isser. Person cannot untie rope. Why Machalik is what Pshad Mafkiya means? Does it mean like Ram is Zavono? Or does it mean like Rashi? So at the end of the day, this Rambam over here, the Mishmuel ends off, that's what's Machalik is. And what's Nafkin? We don't go here, makes rope. We're not twining rope, an unraveling rope. Who's doing these things over here? Now, for me, they get involved with something called twist ties. Now, twist ties, again, in the Haim, we used to have a bread, we used to have twist ties. Now, people know what they were talking about. Now, these claps on top of it. I think two times ago, we get Chabura, it was Burmans and Angels. Now, everyone has only two claps on top of it. So now, I have to tell people, you know, on the champagne bottles, some of them have the plastic that you have to twist. Some people actually know the garbages, yes. Sometimes they come these tags over there. Also, might be a twist over there. But I mean, something called twist ties. Can you? I assume people know that it's fine. Some beer actually had the twist now. I'm not sure what they're doing it for. Fine. They have a twist over here. Can you use a twist on Shabbos? Why? Is that mamish place to kavolim, and then you'd be undoing it. Can you use it on Shabbos? The Shmir Shabbos being done Shlomo Zalman says it's also. B'yashiv Shmir Shabbos passing this way. The mice it's also. Now they do say over. Lam said over a story. They went over to B'yashiv and they asked him, "Can you use twist ties in Shabbos?" B'yashiv said yes. They went over to B'yashiv, another person, and said, "Can you use twist ties in Shabbos?" And he said no. So they let him get a little confused. So they went back and asked B'yashiv. One person said yeah, one person said no. So the first person went like this. The second person went twice. Twice the mice is also, one time the mice is motor. Now, if the story is true or not, I have no idea. But mice, Ma'or Shabbos, Rav Yadlan, the same, Michal Gil, Bigdan, the Esel, Biashel, Biashel says one time is motor. Nashkon has a true that said mice one time is motor. Or Choshabbos said the mice one time is motor. So the study that one time is motor, they're coming from, the idea of Pesach Avol is to make something one. Doing something one time and not making something one. It's not nichel negid of kesher. Kesher is one thing over here. That's not create twining something together, making one. We do something one time. That's the machmir. They want to ask someone in the case of two. A tzad sheni kamu debetzino and the moisho and miak kamneski and the miyatzer or the tzion. But both are true in cheleches and chelegur. They might still want to matter it. Yilah used twist ties. Chodashani passed this way. With his friend Gilasef and others. Now again, they come from numerous sfaras. Watch Michael speak out. Just a bunch of them quickly. One is, they point out, the starting block, according to the Torah, the Mechaber is Mutter. It is Yishalmi, you know, we have this as Yishalmi. So fine, the starting block, you have to realize there's no place to answer it. Fine. Elamai, you can tell me, that's Rav Ozner starts off, or Tzion starts off, there's no place to answer, even by Ro. Elamai, you can tell me, maybe there is a place. Come to the Earth, you know, Rav Ozner say, why are we going to things that are Lizman? Because people make keshes all the time. We don't make rope all the time, we don't unravel rope all the time. So why would Chazal make a gzeiro on a toldo? Maybe tell me it's part of the av, but here's a toldo. The toldo of kosher. We didn't see Chazal make a gzeiro something that people don't do all the time, constantly. Kosher, we do. Make rope and do it all the time. Why make a gzeiro over here? Voice of the Vosner, the yisayin over here is what? Is not to create something as being one. The yisayin is to hold something back. Place Chavon is to make something one. Make rope. You're not coming to make it one. Come to hold something back over here. Void. They point out. L'chur Ramosh is Mishikosai. We go back to the sugya of Teifer. Over there, Mishmur and Simchin Mem Sevo brought down by the case of a machat by a pin. Can you use it on Shabbos? Mishmur brings down a comment. Sal says you cannot use a pin on Shabbos. Ramosh comes along and says, wants to argue that even comment Sal doesn't stand why, but mice should be mutter. So what is Teifer? What is kosher? The one time that Teifer is making something one. And kosher is not making something one. We sew things together and have a beg, it's one thing. Kosher is not making one. Therefore, he said, by machat, it's mutter. So, Moshe, I'll bring a right against myself. The loch is by Pesach HaVolim, it's chayvats, kosher. Why? Kosher is not making one. Teifer is making it one. So, why in the world, Pesach HaVolim, not chayv, it's on the sugar of Teifer, direct to Moshe. So, we saw the Moshe Tshuva inside, then. And he said, Moshe Nocha did to make something to be Teifer, has to make it one, and also when you undo it, you have to rip it. If you undo it, it's not ripping it, just untwining it, that's not Nechel Negeda of Teifer, Nechel Negeda of Kosher. Fine, therefore why Machat? You're not ripping. And over here, it's not making it one, therefore Machat is Mutter. Oh, the pin on Shabbos and Mice is Mutter. Any roach on Shabbos and Mice is Mutter. Come on, Moshe has a question. Fine, I took you of Teifer. Levi Machat be a case of kosher now. Because Levi Machat is not making one, and kosher is not making it one. So Levi Machat, I beg it, I took care of Teifer. I'm to make it the case of kosher. So Moshe, a klal and kosher. Kosher is anything that's just easy, just in and out, back and forth. Just, that's even better than Anivo. Anivo comes out very quickly, very easily. Anything that's done easy, trick jack, that's not kosher. Mashenke Pesach Avolam, his words are, they get into twines, very hard to separate them, can take the strands apart one to another. Therefore, in one time, anything that's very hard to take apart, that's nichol neged of kosher. Then it's very easy, chick chack, that might say, that's why Aniva's mutter. Aniva got a kesher, that's why the kesher is a problem. You can't do the kesher unless you undo the Aniva. The kesher echa is a problem here. The kesher is a problem, can be undone. Therefore, they say a pure Moshe l'shtasai, a twist tie. Very simple, right? It's back and forth. That's the whole thing over here. When a Moshe is not the get of kosher, like a machat. Void, come along, Chodeshani, he says, Nechal get over Dallas, open and close, not really create anything over here, get the Sukkot of Dallas over here. He says, no problem, twist ties. Void, Keshel is man, according to Ashley, the Mice is motor, while Keshel ahead yet, the Mice could be also a motor over here. So we have all these far, the one newest one, the Mice are Michael. So again, by twist ties, newest one, Michael, some of these far maybe can apply by case of a tie. Mice negate a tie, there are those, maybe to be Machmer. Unless you leave it over Lailam. Now, negate the tie over here. The question usually is, what happens if the tie gets undone on Shabbos? Usually you have 3-4 ties in main Lailam. But let's say you don't have anything to go do. You're in a place, your tie gets undone. Can I go over if somebody make a tie for me? Can I leave it Lailam? He does it always for Shabbos, undoes it on Shabbos. I always do it Lailam. Can I ask him to do it for me? Because for him, the kesher is. My vows, you should be listening. Me, the kesher is Lailam. So the question is two ways. Can I do it for him? And can he do it for me? Exactly, both ways back and forth. And Meister Orcha Shabbos declares this. My Kenneth Elio Zatali declares this. Shabbos, and they go back and forth. The question, which should be, I can argue the point, nearly, if I do it for you and you're Lailam, I'm Lailam. But you do it for me and I'm Lailam. So the chor, you're doing it for me. It's chor, the gate of oilam. I'm doing it for you, and you're the zman. Chor, go after the one you're doing it for. I think that the shikal, the seichel yosher should be. You should go after the one you're doing it for. I can't argue the point. It's a great question. It's getting late, but three more points over here. The gate, a kesher on food. Veloch endof koning meshbur endof koning rambam. And the meichel behemoth, a person has the right to make a kesher. Not creating anything over here. Pim Gonim wants to pass in this way. Maisa the Meshvuah and the Bialocha, and you look at Simon Shinuch of Dalad, he passes this very clearly that the Ramah seems to argue this halacha. And the Kesher on food, you cannot do on Shabbos. No head to Kesher on food. He brings down, he wants to say Rashi argues, against the Rambam, he says Rashi argues, and the Smag argues. Others should argue there's no head to making a Kesher on food. Ramach argues. What's the Nafkamino? Can I? My kid, the past Shabbos, took licorice, made a kesher. Then eats it, right? Is that kesher? Is that matir? Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Well, for some odd reasons, you get sometimes served on the table some carrots inside the scallion. There's a kesher over there. Why? I have no idea why. Fine, they say it looks nice. So the question is, can you make a kesher on food? The chur from the Mishnah Berurah, the Bialocha, the way he's coming out, the chur, he's been sad that there is no heter. Again, it's very clear in Simchat Chav Dal, he goes to Peter Amal, there is no heter on kesher on food. However, Lechor, by now, you should realize the numerous reasons why to make on your licorice and on your scallions. Number one, according to Rashi, it's one day, according to Rashi, is motor. Kesher, echad, echad, according to Rashi, is motor. Number two, according to Rambam, it's a chum of a shulti gibor. You have to realize, only it's a sulfur in the Rambam, another bekiyim. Number three, it's a kesher echad b'chut b'roish chut echad. We said we had two mahalchim in the Ramon end of Sif Aleph. Is it kesher hediyot, the Adonazer, the Chai Odom, or the Nechagedah of kesher umon, the Mishnah Berurah? Number four, we said before, and the machlok is pshat and kesher in and of itself, where you're tying one thing to itself and not holding anything back. Can you just make a kesher remind you from Ayrim, remind you from Mincha? In essence, by the licorice, what are you doing? It's not holding anything back over here. Even on the case of the carrots, it's not clear, maybe it's kesher lenoi. Carrots are clearing. A carrots are clearing, maybe it's the point is it the noi shabai? That's not clearing. But certainly by the case of the licorice, there's nothing here at all. According to my Kevin's submission, not be a problem. Void, we have the Rambam. Kesher by food is mice's motor. So to make a machal against people, we have this Rambam. Fine. And numerous two for what you make all. Mice the Mishnah Berurah analyzed all these svaris. The Mice the Chori argued all these svaris over here. So that and Lechatchila not to be done. But about to make a machal against your kids or anyone who acts like kids, we won't make a machal against them. A second point, and we just negate in tzitzis. So first of all, in tzitzis, you end over two keshes. A lot of times, the second keshe starts getting unraveled, undone. Can a person the Mice tighten it? Can you tighten the second one to a keshe? I got a keshe on Shabbos. Is that creating anything? So the Maisa numerous forum discusses the question, the Bechaimna and the Tolu Shmuel, that the first ones really focus on this point, say the Maisa is Osir. And 15 different Malakdim is Manenu, bring down Shmir Shabbos, Yashiv, Chodeshani, and others being down the Maisa is Osir. You're doing a Kesher, Gabi Kesher, the Chum of the Shilton Gibarim, Chosh the Yamashit, and the Maisa is Isir. Gam, I know there's a big time to be fact-making upon it. Because every time you tighten the second one, what happens? Why keep tightening it for? Because it gets undone. Constantly. So how in the world can you tell me that you're really creating something over here when it constantly gets undone? So you could be fact-fake. However, the mice, when you're tightening it, does save a couple of days, and you want safe longer, so it could save a couple of weeks. So I hear more of the sword to answer it, and make the sword come along to answer the tighten. It should be also, right? It should be also. It should be, in even one day, it should be also miyad. Also miyad, should be also, yeah. Because you're doing kesha, gabe kesha, that's maisu uman, that's miyad, that's tight. You're doing a maisu uman. Chum of the shoulder gibar. It is tight. And again, and the tie was one of seven reasons why to make them. I pointed out this in my flake. How do we? And maybe it is.
Over here, the Taka says given.
You know for sure. Taka said that. That's the question. You know the big one. Now, the other thing negated tzitzis. Sometimes it's not in general. It's not unraveling. The word tzitzis. The word down in Shulchan Aruch. What tzitzis stand for? Right, tzaddik yafrid tzitzis tamid. Right, you're supposed to separate them constantly. So the question is, I allowed to do that on Shabbos. Can you fix them? It starts getting, let's say, musubach over here. So the Achron can get involved with how much musubach. The Shai Tshuva and Simon Ches brings down even the musubach a little bit, yeah, even the Ismi Tamid Sakamono. So Mazalman gets involved with Sakamono, because that's what tzaddik is. He's misaking them. Others say it only means no, it's musubach a lot. When the Shai says, Matafak the Dafka musubach a lot, I mean, you should not be fixing or playing the tzitzis the mice on Shabbos. One thing to think about is you always have these people somehow in shul, we'll call them children, and they tie two talisim together, and then, you know, both guys walk two different ways, and they fall on the floor, and then you pick them up, and then you're left with a kesher gabe kesher. So, can someone else do a kesher gabe kesher on your talisim over here, and assert that you can untie it on Shabbos? So the Shani, the Zilbushin has a truth about, let them think about it. Is there is it nichol negeda of kesher b'toyis? That's the question they're coming from, the chayodom. Was it nichol negeda? Not b'toyis. Guy did with das. Do they have a right to do it on your talis over here? Now, what people are doing again, the oven is, sir. But how do you untie it? Something you're thinking about. What to go do on Shabbos? One last point over here. By the case of a lulav, you cannot do a kesher gabe kesher on a lulav. So what do you do on Shabbos? So let's say a person takes a lulav. He Anyontif. So come along, he takes this lulav, he makes a kesher one time, and then he sticks it inside. I say, is that also on Shabbos or not Mutar on Shabbos? Make a kesher, let him stick it inside. Since Ocher Shabbos, it's Mutar, it's before that way, it's Simcha Tov, Reish, Nun, Aleph. Simcha Bonim says, you take a lulav, make one kesher, you stick it inside, he says it's also, it's before that way, Tov, Reish, Nun, Aleph. There's a clear Mishnah Berurah that says something. You look up the Mishnah Berurah, what he says over there, and I know what they're arguing about. The Mishnah Berurah says over there, the person, when he does a Kesher Echad, then he wraps it around a second time, then sticks it inside. Look over there, is it even Isser? Because Kesher Gabe Kesher can't do that. The question is, how do you read the Mishnah Berurah? Is the Mishnah Berurah saying, as our Chashamist understanding, do a case of a Kesher? Then you wrap it around as a second thing, and then a third thing, stick it inside. That's a kesher, gabe kesher. That's best. We stick it inside, that's a second kesher. Mashengen, when you just wrap it, when you do one kesher, you wrap it around, that's b'mlaflef, going around the same thing. It's not kesher, gabe kesher. That'll be mutter. We say no. My says of some bottom, do a kesher echad. They stick it inside, you're blocking the kesher echad. You create something over there. You have this over here. Make two keshers over there. So this is me an argument how to read the Mishnah Berurah. Shail, is it nichol negeda blocking nichol negeda kesher gabe kesher or ma'aseh smutter? Just mesayim, as we start off, Chaim Kiryevsky says, is akdama to shoyin halachos. You can be go over the whole entire simon shin yud zayin in bi'alocha with shari tzion, and after Ian Godel, it still is a suffolk Godel if you know exactly what's happening over here. Aslocha rabba.